I'll be sitting around my phone, either waiting for a call or waiting for social media, whichever one comes first. You know, I feel like that's how it always happens. But, yeah, we'll see.
What's the sense among your teammates, amongst the players, as you meet for the last time to wrap up 2017? What are you guys talking to each other about? What's the sense as a group?
Yeah, I think it was obviously good for us to end on a high note with the game we played yesterday. And obviously there was a lot of opportunities that we had during the season that we just didn't make that could have changed the outcome of today. And, you know, we could be in the playoffs, but at the end of the day, we didn't get that done. But I think for us, just the way we ended it, the way we fought these last couple weeks, shows a lot of what kind of team this is.
If Marvin is gone, what's the biggest impact he's had on you?
Marvin's been great. He's just been a sense of stability. He's a guy that's just been steady throughout the ups and downs of the season, and he's brought a lot of experience. He's obviously done it for a long time, and to be one place 15 years is a true testament to him. And he's made a big impact on a lot of guys, and I'm very thankful for everything Marvin's done. Yeah, I think it's the point in the year where we'll look back at what we did this year and try to learn from it. And I think we've got a great group of guys here. A lot of great guys are gonna work really hard this offseason and do whatever they can to make this team the best that we can be. And I think that's all what we got to look forward to now. We got to just better ourselves and get ready to go for the next year.
Is there anything you talked about this before? I know you talked about third down and some other stuff, but in order to get this offense back to where it was maybe a couple of years ago, what do you think has to get fixed?
I think we just have to be consistent. I think with everything that we're doing in the passing game, for me, I've got to be accurate with it. We got to make the plays. Everybody's got to be on the same page. And so that's what the offseason before, to look at everything.
And did you see the Bills' reaction?
I think I'm the hottest guy in Buffalo right now. According to my Twitter, I think everybody's kind of loving us right now. But, obviously that's a crazy fan base, and they're all pretty excited.
Apparently you got some contributions to your foundation. Did you see that from
Buffalo? I did, yeah. And we're appreciative of that. Obviously, they're helping out a good cause, but it's been pretty fun to see the reaction that we've got from it.
After all the rumors of the last several weeks regarding Coach, are you a little surprised that the day after you're still kind of up in the air wondering what's going to happen?
I mean, it's a crazy business, and so you never know what's going to happen. And so, that's where we're at now, and it's kind of the wait and see.
Given his stability, doing what he brings, what do you think is that what this team needs? Do you think you guys are close? I mean, are you guys close to getting back to where you were?
Absolutely. We feel like we have a really talented team, and I think you look at some of the losses this year, we were close in those games, and so I definitely think this team is close.